Okay, I know the Johnson voice legend. Who's the other kid?
I think he goes by N E L L
O underscore B T P. All right, good. Okay, now I know. Now I know who it is. I mean, I can't wait. I just want to do. You couldn't do the drinking game with him because you'd be slaughtered. You need paramedics to come pick you up. Over under 3 hours on overtime tonight is 35 times. 35 times he will give out that handle. And
if I had to guess, I would probably take the over. I'll take the over.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I think Mitch Tischler would, too.
Yeah, well, Tischler has way more to do with his time. His time is valuable, and we appreciate the big fella, Beltway, Gridiron, coming on, and football, and, of course, all ears. You got to get a side. There's got to be some. I mean, JP just takes all the oxygen out of the room with all ears, but yet you're able to do it. So when are we coming off with your side hustle with this TV thing? We need something that identifies the big fella.
Doc, my side hustle is coming on the radio with you. I'm happy to do that, and I appreciate you playing a little biggie on the way into this.
Oh, absolutely.
To this call, that way we can talk about the big men.
Hey, man, because we've been discriminated upon. We understand what it's like. People don't realize that. It starts with Easter. You know, when everybody gets some coat, your mom want to do a good job, make sure you got something. You go into Tom McCann's, and your foot is too big for anything. So in the no longer exists now. But back in the 60s, 70s, stylists, there was no style. And Mitch, you had your feelings hurt going into places, and they didn't think of us. We were like outcasts.
I'm not quite 60s and 70s. I was an 80s baby. Mm-hmm. But we had East Bay growing up. That was the only place.
Oh, that's right.
Shoes,
that's right.
Tennis shoes, football shoes, baseball shoes, all that. That was the only place that sold the big man sizes. So that always has a special place in my heart.
Absolutely. We feel that pain, and we understand that. But I love being around them, though, big people in that offensive and defensive line. What you gather now, I love the fact that, you know, Q took some of his big boys out, gave him a blow. And hearing offensive line talk, defensive rushers talk about strategies. We know they don't have it's not Full Metal Jacket. But as I was saying to the young fella here, as you well know because you did it, you block with your feet. So I love the cerebral chatter that we're getting now with our O-line and D-line. How impressed have you been by what you've seen thus far?
Yeah, I mean, I talked about it on our Beltway Football podcast mm-hmm. yesterday. One thing that I loved that I saw was Josh Connerly. You know, one thing with Dan Quinn is that he doesn't anoint anybody, which is an awesome way about going about it. Just because you're a first-round pick doesn't make you a starter. Mm-hmm. And one thing I loved was, you know, when they were doing the individual drills yesterday, Andrew Wiley was taking those first reps at right tackle. Mm-hmm. And when they asked someone to go grab a bag, Connerly was the first one that jumped up and grabbed the bag to hold for Andrew Wiley. Mm-hmm. So he could see what Wiley was doing up close and personal. He could mm-hmm. see the footwork. He could see the hand placement. And after Wiley was done with the drill, you know, Connerly hands the bag to the next guy. And Connerly doesn't seem to have this kind of ego where he's got to be the guy, you know, that goes. And he spent some time talking with Wiley. You could see them, you know, working with their hands and talking about what they were trying to do. And ultimately, you know, Connerly ended up being third, fourth, fifth guy through the line. And I really appreciate a guy who was the biggest of big dogs last year, you know, in college at Oregon, stepping in and understanding that you have some Wiley vets here. You have Laramie Tunsil, who's a, you know, top end tackle. You have Andrew Wiley, who's won Super Bowls and been there and done that. And he's sitting there absorbing information from these guys. He's asking them for help. He's trying to learn, you know, he's trying to pick up what they know. And for a young kid to come in and, you know, have that humility, if you will, is a really great look for Josh. And really, I think will bode well for, you know, his success as he goes through his NFL career.
Yeah, I've tried to explain this over the years close to 30 that I've been on a microphone, that some of my most, the memories that ring the most to me were the practice confrontations that you had to go up against Monty Coleman, whose nickname was what? Superman. Now, when a brother's nickname is Superman, him and Rich Milotte and those guys, you had to, that was your sparring partners. We call our linebackers sparring partners because it's going to get funky, but that's, you know, they're brothers, they're blood. But, man, it was some crazy stuff. You have to have that kind of mutual respect or it ends up being fights, which you don't want because you don't want somebody to break a hand. But the level of intensity in some in these practices, that's why to me Joe Jackson Gibbs is a Hall of Famer. Because he, I mean, I don't know what the rules are now, but whatever they were, they wouldn't have applied to him. Because our practices were only fun for the people that got to watch them. They were not fun for the people in them. I can promise you that. But you understood you have got to practice at such a high level that the game becomes easy. You don't want to reverse, get through an easy practice and get your behind toe up. And you can lose in any game against a battle because you're going against a pro. But I've seen 12th rounders start, 11th rounders take people's jobs, first and second rounder guys cut when you run a practice the way Gibbs and the way Q runs them. That is no favoritism. I don't care what round. Joe cut a second-round pick at wide receiver. That's when we knew. We knew brother couldn't retain information. Anytime you got to go to the quarterback multiple times, yo, what was that? What was that? And something's wrong. So it don't mean he couldn't play, but his brain wasn't catching up. And we say, well, we'll see. That boy was cut. That's how you know that's about winning. And you can get good luck from anybody. Who has caught your eye in the drafted free agent, anybody that's not a first or second round pick that made you go, like Luke, Professor Lou would say, made you go,
You know, it's been Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, the running back who had to sit out last year for NCAA shenanigans.
Quick twitch.
He's, you know, he's not the biggest body, but something that stood out to me today that he did a really good, that he does a really good job of is he gets skinny going through holes.
Yeah.
You know, He's a little bit of a more slight running back, and so he does a really good job of kind of hiding behind an offensive line, crouching, kind of waiting for a hole to open.
Dorsett did that, too.
What's that?
Dorsett.
Yeah, and then he just kind of slides through, and there were two back-to-back plays today that kind of stood out to me. Two back-to-back reps for Ja'Cory or Bill, whichever one you want to call.
Bill. Hello, Bill.
They're running from the 5-yard line, and he ran into a little hole between center and guard, scored a touchdown. Dude's what, 5'8", 5'9"? I don't know what they have him listed at. He's not the tallest guy. Rises up and dunks the football over the goalpost. You know, the next rep that he was in for.
Oh, he got some Anthony hops. He got some Ant-Man hops.
I hope his jumper's a little better than Anthony's.
So Wait a minute, have you witnessed it? Mitch, I didn't know you witnessed it.
Social media of Anthony trying to shoot a couple balls over there.
So, Doc, I had a rough shooting.
Wait.
I'm sorry to call you out this way, Ant.
Wait a minute, hold it, man. Mitch, I'm looking at you, big fella. We got a big man's union. How in the world could you let that intel get away from me?
Well, that's why I was just waiting until you had me on the radio so I could bring it up in public.
That is fair. But, yeah, I had a tough shooting. So Mitch, Doc has actually seen me live. He's seen me shoot where I had, you know, a very good day shooting from the field. The footage that I posted the other day was not my best work. It was some of my first shots of the day. You know, you're not supposed to shoot a three-pointer. That isn't supposed to be your first shot of the day.
Is that an excuse?
No, I'm not making excuses.
I'm gonna have to fire my social media staff.
No, these are facts.
There were a couple excuses on the sideline today for what went wrong. But I'll give Anthony credit. He could have easily just let that video slide and never post it. But like any good, person who's being, realistic about who they are. Mm-hmm. You show the good days, you show the bad days.
I'm not a Syracuse man.
I'm an honest man.
Well, no, I don't know. I thought you were.
I tried to. Oh, you. I'll show you in the break, Doc. I got you.
I mean, I didn't even know about it.
My bad.
Man, so you don't go against big people.
Yeah.
Tell you, man, we got a union ourselves. Yeah, and you don't want to cross us.
Nah, not at all.
JP right always says we got the big man nod. Whenever you're either walking by or driving by, they see another big man. They always give each other, the look and the nod. And
yeah, yeah. Well, JP will never be in this club. I love him to death, but he'll never be in this club. He better not would get in this club.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah, because if he gets in this club, he's going to be in trouble. Yeah, he's going to be in trouble. So, go ahead.
What's up, Mitch? You were just talking about Ja'Cory Croskin-Merritt being one of the guys that surprised you the last couple of days. What about Ja'Cory Brooks? I know he's in a crowded wide receiver room, so it's probably going to be tough to make the team. But could you see him being one of those August heroes, one of those guys that has a great training camp, but ultimately, is going to be battling, to make the official 53?
Yeah, I mean, he's shown out well, and he gives you something that you don't really have a lot of in that wide receiver room, which is the size and physicality. And the one thing that I would caution against is we kind of coined on our Beltway Football Pod Ashburn syndrome. Mm-hmm. When folks get so caught up with a particular player that might look good in camp, but ultimately is a good camp player and not maybe a breakout star, yeah, possibility. And there's been a number of those over the years in Washington. Listen, he can be a really nice red zone target. His size, his ability to leap. They were working through some wide receiver drills today, and they were working on kind of older over the shoulder catches. And whichever one of the coaches was kind of throwing the ball to him, underthrew one, and he did one of those kind of raised up and caught it behind the guy who was acting as the DB.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of athletic plays that you just kind of can't really teach. And the fact that he's able to kind of show that so early has been good. And quite frankly, there's nothing good about the Terry situation, and I'm sure you guys have talked ad nauseum about it, so we don't need to get further into it. If there's a slight tinge of glass half full, it's that we're gonna get an opportunity to see a lot of these receivers who are a little further down the depth chart get reps with Jaden Daniels, get reps with Marcus Mariota, when otherwise they may have been, basically only catching passes from Sam Hartman. Yesterday we saw Chris Moore line up with the ones, who's somebody who's a little bit interesting to me, just looking at his career, because he started off in Baltimore with Lamar. He then went to Houston with CJ, and now he's in Washington with Jaden. He's a guy who's played with, the mobile quarterback, the guy who can keep every play alive. And so he's somebody that, may be well suited in this offense, because he's a guy who has that understanding that, no play is ever dead. Mm-hmm. But today we got to see Ja'Cory Brooks run a little bit with the ones and get some of those reps. And so, it's too early for me to say that he's going to be, that guy that stands out. But through 2 days, he's looked good. Ultimately, as it always is for the, non-guaranteed roster spot guys, it's going to come down to what these joint practices look like and what those preseason games look like. And, I don't know that we're going to see a lot of the number ones play in those preseason games. So there's going to be a lot of snaps there for Ja'Cory Brooks, for Chris Moore, for Michael Gallup to prove what he has, and on the way down.
That's an endorsement. And that's what you're looking for. Any other? I used to say back in the day when they would put tape on your helmet, I'm looking for that camp story. I know it's early and no pads. It hasn't been an official football practice. But start keeping that in mind, because of the Super Bowl teams that were on, there was always at least one or two guys that made it just like that. And I think that's what you need. Somebody in there comes in there hungry, starving. That's going to be a DQ guy. Kind of guy.
Oh, absolutely.
And all they got to do is stay healthy and keep playing hard, flying to everything. And that's the person that I'll have my magnifying glass on, because that's what they need, because the only way you counter Philly's brute strength is through, we got to get more possessions. So our defense has got to be nasty. and getting the ball back. We need to get more possessions for five. That's the only way, because you ain't going to beat that muscle game in 1 year. You might close that gap in two. I don't know if you can close it to where you've got to in 1 year. They've done a good job if the big people stay healthy. And that's the other thing. Another thing, you know, big people go down, not necessarily spring back up as others. So that injury bug is important. When I heard the news about our right guard, I said? I'm not even going to react to it because he's a Longhorn, so he's partially insane anyway.
Yeah,
so you
absolutely.
Know this dude here. If you were to do a throwback of an offensive lineman, Joe Bugel, he would have loved that kid.
Yeah,
I'm telling
he
you.
Would.
Oh, I can see Coach Bugs right now with a stud like that. And when I heard about the injury, because I had him at Thanksgiving, and I just want to leave him at Thanksgiving and leave it alone because I know I'll get greedy. And I want so that to me really was the best news I heard yesterday. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, whenever Sam Cosby comes back, he's going to add a huge part to that offensive
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you talked about, you know, big guys staying healthy, and it's just a matter of principle of the NFL that you're going to have, you know, six, seven, eight, nine different guys start at different positions, different positions along the offensive line. And the bringing in of Laremy Tunsil is, you know, is huge, not just for Laremy, but you allow Brandon Coleman to kick inside and be a guard. We know who Tyler Biadasz is. You know, you have either Connerly or Wiley at right tackle. Ultimately,
and I'm a Scott
Connerly.
Guy. I'm going to just let you know up front.
Oh,
I love this dude, and I think he could be an integral part of their success.
I'm getting there for you, Doc. Give me 1 second to get there. I think Connerly ultimately ends up as your right tackle here.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So all of a sudden, you're looking at, you know, you have your starting five, and then your next three guys are Andrew Wiley, Nick Allegretti, or Michael Dieter, mm-hmm. and Trent Scott.
That's awesome.
Three dudes who have been there and done that and proven that they can play
multiple
at
positions.
NFL level.
Yeah, multiple.
All of a
sudden
you have a little more depth at that offensive line position, and you have guys who can, you know, who are further along in their careers and have learned a lot, not just about the, you know, for Wiley, not just tackle, but he can go and play guard. You can look at, you know, Allegretti, who can play a little bit of center and play guard. I'm not saying you want Allegretti or Wiley to start 17 games this season or 20 games if we're talking about, you know, hopes. But,
we are.
You know, these are guys who can step in and play, and you know at some point during the season they're going to have to. And I honestly think this is going to be the best offensive line that Washington has had since, you know, certainly Trent Williams, but honestly, maybe even before that. Maybe I don't want to get too high on them, but maybe some,
mark that, Anthony, because this will have to be played again. This is radio gold, and I'm surprised Anthony's not taking notes. You know, because
I am over here.
The big fella is putting on a clinic right now. See, you don't understand. This is big boy talk. See, we're not talking. Most of America talks about wide receivers. So, because most of America does discriminate, we get it. But when we're doing this big boy conversation, this is what's going to make us champion. And I like it on both sides. Because it's got to be both sides. And that's what the practices are so good at. Mitchell, I could do this for an hour, man, but then JP would be so mad at me, and I do not want to get on his bad side. So we appreciate you, dog. It's you're priceless. And I hope every person that is close to 300 pounds appreciates that we care and we give this back big boy style.
You and I both know that the game is won and lost in the trenches.
Hands in the dirt.
And you know what? It's okay to anger JP a little bit. Let him get a little.
No, I can't afford to do it. I can't afford to do it.
No, he's my guy. You know,
no, I know. I love him to death. Hey, brother, appreciate you, man. Good luck with day three. Good luck with day three.
All right.
Boy, would it be nice. Man, would it be nice if Big Tony could talk some ball. Really talk ball instead of just talking trash. So we could have some real in-depth offensive line talk. 521 here in the nation's capital. This is the Hoffman Show. DOC, DHing, along with super producer Anthony Haney.
You know the song, Doc? Baby, baby.
Magazine.
Up in the limousine.
Big Tony, he only wish he could actually, he knew the words. It's only been 100 years. Maybe he will get to it. This is the Hoffman Show. DOC and super producer Anthony Haney, who we just discovered couldn't hit the side of a barn the other day when his number one sport, basketball, and tried to keep it from you know who. And Big Tony, once again, sleep on the job. He usually notifies me when you try to slip some by me. Mm. So you got it past him as well. 301-230-0980. I'll tell you one soldier who's always loyal, you can always count on him, is Little. Welcome home.
What's going on, legend? Shout out to Ant-Man number two. I heard Anthony talking about the other day about AI and Steph Curry. Man, Anthony, AI, Steph Curry, break his ankles trying to catch it with AI in his prime time, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me get past that. Yeah, let me get past that. Now, Doc, here's I'm very serious about that, Anthony. You got to see AI.
I'm serious, too. This was a three-day. Hey, look, this was a three-day argument across the station. It wasn't just me and Travis. It was Reese Waters' show. It crept into Kevin Sheehan's show. Dude.
Okay.
Steph Curry's winning that one-on-one.
I'm talking about the AI I know, man, before he played for Philly and Georgetown and coming out of Virginia.
Hey,
man,
AI.
Hey, look, let me let this go. Hey, Doc, let me say this, though. Because, man, what Terry is showing, who the hell going to take a 100-stack hit, man? You telling your coaches and your teammate, I got money. What am I worrying about a raise for? And guess what? I bet you that kid up there in Dallas, I bet you he's showing up in camp. He may not be participating. I don't know.
Oh, he's going to get paid.
Man. Ride the bike.
Mm-hmm, right. I don't have his personal info. But I would have thought you could have done a stay in, keep your money clean, and still made your point. That's my only thing that I would say. But I trust him because he's making a statement. I just hope he wins the battle.
Hey, Doc, the way I look at it, I think that agent in his head. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
We got two gold jackets, man, battling for pedigree rights. We brought pedigree players in there from New England because that's all they knew how to do up there is win. They come to the team with a pedigree on their back. And then the free agents we signed, they all got resume on their back. Everybody's trying to prove something. Then we got a number one defensive lineman. They said, oh, they didn't got rid of all the other number ones. I got to bring it now. Come on, man. Hey, we're going to do this thing this year. I don't care what they talking about. Terry, I respect him, Doc. But you know what's hindering? Terry is a body catcher. He's not a good hands catcher. And every time he get them body, unless he beat you over the top.
Now, yeah, I was about to say, I've seen him make some great hand catches. Hands. Yeah.
But every time he catch that ball, you check him out. How many times have you catch? He caught the ball and went to the ground? Because that's telling me you catching the ball, you can only trust your body catch. When you use them hands, that's when you put them hands in there, Anthony, and you keep trucking the field.
A catch is a catch.
I find it very difficult. Now, you are on point, but I'm just going, there's a level of nitpicking that I think Terry receives. Yeah. This dude comes through with a lot of inconsistency. This first year has consistency in the quarterback.
Go ahead.
I'm going to just tell you, you can do that, but I'm just saying – y'all got to come off this, man. Y'all act like when you say body catch, you make him sound like he's a seal. He don't drop the ball like that.
He don't trust his hands unless he getting a dink dunk. Now, you get them little –
it doesn't matter. He catches the ball.
But his results, little.
You know the pass he took to the house against Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of play he like that. Most of it – look at the tape. Hey, Doc, I play safety. The receivers like that, they catch with the ball. I put that helmet right.
But it makes it sound like he fails more than he succeeds, and it's just not true.
He trusts his body more than his hands.
He makes the play.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he makes the play. You don't sound like it.
He beat that safety. But what I don't like, him being a diva attitude. You don't never broadcast nothing over the phone, man.
Oh, I agree. I think his tactics.
You let your agent handle that.
His agent is cornflakes.
He's taking 100K hit. So far, And that's all you got to do is show up.
Yeah, well, so for my generation, you don't do that. But again, I could be wrong. It's possible.
You tell your owners, I got money. Mm-hmm. How the hell you going to ask for a raise? You taking hits like that.
Yeah, come it on, don't make man. Sense. Come on, Little, we got a roll, baby. We're going to Dr. Sabah. Backed by popular demand. Oh,
hey,
Dr. Sabah.
I'm on my little treadmill, so if you hear noise, I can stop it. Do you hear anything?
No,
or
baby,
is
don't worry
okay?
about it. We are in a locker room. We do a show in a locker room. You think I'm worried about a little background noise?
Room,
ain't no problem.
All right, listen, I tell you. You know, I respect Little. I respect all the guys and girls that call in. Now, we are allowed to disagree. I just thought it was interesting that when one Taylor Heineke was throwing that deep pass, same exact pass as Jaden Daniels threw against Cincinnati, you know, the go ball against Green Bay when he beat Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's thrown some other ones against the Colts and, you know, the fourth down plays that he threw. Anyway, San Diego, whatever. Yeah. It was always, wow, good thing. Good thing is Terry. Woo, Terry made up for whatever throw Heineke had.
Yeah.
Terry was great. Terry, but now that we got Jaden Daniels and everybody, you know, including me some, so in love with him, that now we're just discounting Terry. You know, Terry's been doing it for a lot of years, okay? And I think that to talk him down now, just because you like the quarterback, they should not be mutually exclusive. We can have a good quarterback and a number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, everybody said it was all Terry. Now, everybody, well, Jaden can do it with anybody. So here's my idea right here. I think this will get it done. I think Terry wants about 32 or something, you know, and I think they're in the 20s, mid-20s, I'm thinking. And he wants years, so why not? I think I may have sent this to you on Twitter. I can't remember. I think 4 years, $124 million, so that's, what, 31 a year. But you only guarantee 80, and you give him 40 at signing. So after 2 years, if he ends up being not what you want, you can get out of it, and you only lost about 80, and you've got the money to pay Jaden because his thing will become due in the next 2 or 3 years. I think that should get it done because I think they got to meet Terry halfway. He's been here forever. He's withstood it. He's not just a one-hit wonder. He's done it with multiple quarterbacks. And I think you just got to get it done. Don't overdo it. But I think if he ends up being a good player, like not falling off over the next 4 years, 31 a year, that's a bargain because everything goes up. So
yep,
that's what I got.
Well, in theory, I like it. Appreciate you. Do my best to the three-point shooter. You know, it's Ant-Man. This is where the numbers come in as to what is his overall objective. And it is to make as much money as possible in this window because he is going to have JD5's prime. If you get three more out of him, which I think because of his lifestyle, he's showing you. Guys that play deep, like your boy Bron, he was ripped at 29. Just don't get away from it. I trust his lifestyle. I don't have to worry about him like some people I could mention. He going to be tight. The question is, are you going to have a team? And the team is going to be so much better. How much better this team is going to be in 2 years? And you got this dude. So let's say in 2 years, he's your two. Man, you're vicious. Senate has stepped up at tight end. We got a guy that can get down the middle of the field. I mean, the team's just going to improve. I want this guy on my executive committee. I want him as a captain. I just think it goes against everything you've told us you want to be about when the lead dog, if you embarrass him, if you make him not feel worthy, I think that's counterproductive. Yeah, I'm just saying. Could be wrong. It's going to happen eventually. It's not like I can be right all the time. JYD. Man, two in a row?
Hey, Doc.
Kansas City, wow. What's up?
Hey, you know, basically, I've been listening to everybody saying how much money Terry should get and this and that. But you know what? Only one thing that counts. Adam Peters ain't listening to nobody.
Good for him.
He ain't listening to nobody. He's going, look,
Adam bought his, he's got his indoctrination that he wants to do, and he bought his pain history from the 49ers here to right here in Washington. And still, even that's how they're doing business still in the 49ers, even though he's left.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to pay him until he comes into camp. And you know, and then maybe around about the second or third week of camp, they'll get something done. And no, but you know, just come on in. You ain't got to go out there and run pass routes and all that kind of stuff. Just like the man said, go out there and get on the bike or whatever, or do what you do. Just go out, stand on the sidelines or whatever. You got ears, you can hear what's going on. Or whatever, and that's what he do, because Adam Peters is not going to budge. That's not the way he directs business. That's not the way he conducts business. Or whatever.
I agree.
Now, as far as the running back room, that kid Robinson, he's got to show up this year. This is a contract year for him. If he expects to be in the mix for the next contract, he's going to have to show up big time, or whatever. And if I'm Austin Eckler, I'm not playing no games unless I got that extra damn shell on my helmet. Damn showing the W. Go out there with that shell on your damn helmet or whatever to give yourself a chance, because the minute somebody bop you in the head, you going out with a concussion. So you need all the protection that you can get or whatever.
Yeah, he's a valuable asset, and I hope they work that out. Ant, have you heard anything about that? Dedicated? They going to a new shell or doing something? Because he is so valuable to that offense. But them headshots, I'm with JD. You got to get something. I'd wear everything. Yeah.
For the Packers?
Yeah. No. For us here, 3-0 in a special helmet to help his dome.
Oh, I haven't.
Okay, you haven't heard. I just wondered if you, because you was used to be on top of everything.
I thought you was talking
so
about.
So excuse me.
I thought you were talking about the Packers, because they displayed.
They had something different?
Some new helmets. Yeah, some throwbacks. They look like the leather helmets that they used to wear back in the day.
And it's to aid the concussion syndrome.
Well, I don't necessarily know if it will aid the
concussion. Oh, you're talking about style points. Okay, yeah. No, we need something
alternate for uniforms kind of thing.
Yeah, No. He's got to have some head protection, because he is so good and so dangerous. But he got a soft shell.
Yeah.
And you can't afford to lose him because you didn't invest in every possible manner to keep hope alive. 5:44, top of the hour, the professor, he's getting ready. Man, they don't tell him what he's going to come up with today, but I guarantee it's going to be something that makes you want to go, Ant-Man to Earth, Hoffman Show, DOC, D-Agent, Big Tony, still trying to remember his own phone number so he can call in. He's struggling with that. We lost the Hulkster, and we had an injury, our first of the 32 starters in the National Football League. Fields goes down. Before my people tell me, turned an ankle.
Dislocated toe.
Okay, dislocated toe, and that is for a guy who makes a living making people miss. That's like a pitcher. That's tough. Now, wow. Because he's a 50-50 guy. Mm-hmm. He can run it as well as he throws it. I like him. But that's about the worst injury you can get. But back in the Stone Ages, they'd put a little hard piece of plastic. There was a little moldable that they could do if you had one. I can't imagine now that a turf toe with today's technology is as what it was back in the Flintstone days when I played.
I used to play on turf though, huh? Or play through it.
You played through it? Yeah, what'd you have in your shoe?
I don't know.
Oh, you had something in your shoe. But you didn't have the mobility. Mm. You can't shake and bake like you could without it, is what I'm saying.
Ah, okay.
But he can still throw, which is right or left?
I'm not sure which one.
Okay, it's going to matter. But either way, he can overcome. It's not amputation. Let's put it that way, yeah.
It's dislocated. They say like he'll be back for sure for week one. But is a dislocated toe going to keep you all that long? I've never dislocated anything. Let me knock on wood.
It's not like he's got to keep practicing. It's almost like Aaron again. When that dude is hurt and you put that much emphasis, how about let's get the rest of the team good too? And who's the backup? How far is it drop?
Is it Tyrod Taylor?
I think you're right. I think Tyrod went from New York to the Jets, 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 Jets. Now, that gives me experience.
Yes, Tyrod.
Okay, so I don't take – it's not a massive drop because Tyrod's such a high IQ guy and can still play and can carry on the message that the new staff is trying to implement. Is it ideal? No, not in your first year when your guy goes down.
This is Aaron Glenn's guy. He went out, got his guy, Justin Fields. So it's going to be interesting to
see.
Went
against him. Saw it. See, he saw it. He went against the Bears twice. That's all I need to know. Aaron, he knows he's a problem. He's one of the best runners I've ever seen. When I say, who's the best running quarterback of your era?
Michael Vick.
Okay.
Maybe. It's between Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson. Because 2019 Lamar Jackson was video game. I still cannot stop remembering the run he had against the Bengals.
No doubt about it.
Mike Vick was a bad man,
Mike
too.
Mike Vick had some moments.
He had real moves. Those are real moves.
Dude, in college, and I've said it a million times, I covered the game Virginia Tech at West Virginia. Ooh-wee. One of the most thrilling games I've ever been a part of. when you get an unusual guy like that, Jackson right now, he's so good, it's frightening. Their division,
yes.
The competition they have, that's why I go, this is competitive. But what they have over there in that division, don't wink, don't blink, don't have a bad week of practice because you've got 3-10s you're going up against. It's the quarterback play. It's just like one of the things I love when we start doing this, all these lists come out. Nobody's still beating the NBA Top 50. I thought that was still awesome. I can't get over it. Just the 12 through 20, then some of the names on there, still can't get over that. And it's legit. Jackson, you may never see a season like that, even though he didn't win the MVP. Literally, he could score on any play. Who else can you say that about? Now, this is why JD5 is so frightening. Who's the closest thing to Jackson you've seen?
It's probably JD5. Like, the dude is dynamic. Like,
that's what I mean.
He gets out in open field. He has breakaway speed.
You're in trouble. That's what makes him so frightening. Patrick, in his own way, he just makes plays. That's when you got to do.
He runs in circles.
He runs in circles. He runs backwards. He can throw the ball. He's so good that he doesn't have to be the fastest, biggest, strong. He didn't do none of that. But what he's got that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing is something that is hard to describe. But you know it. Jaden Daniels is probably, there are more people that agree on him than any topic that I can remember when it comes to a player in the NFL for 30 years. There ain't nobody negative. Even the people hate the Commanders' guts. This dude's transcend. That's what I'm saying. His talent, it goes beyond. His work ethic, second to none. Another reason, if I wanted to be petty, and I'm not, because I got to give AP his space. But boy, if I was sitting there and we were having a cocktail, I'd say, look, it doesn't throw five off, but it doesn't help him either. You got a great combination. Now, you know who five threw to in college? He used, man, he's supposed to get fazed by this.
Yeah.
You know them two freaks he was throwing to in college?
Neighbors BT.
Thank you. Thank you. So he can get over this and he'll deal with it because that's what he was used to better play in college than they ever had here in the pros. That's how advanced he was. And so neighbors, woo-wee, wicked. I mean, absolute dog.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
No, no, the Giants. That's why don't let the Rooster and A-Mac, don't let them play you. They're trying to play us. They're agents under disguise. 5:57. We get to the top of the hour. You know what time it is? Yeah. Professor, hold the time. Stay with us.